Oh man, yeah, this year has been crazy. It was about 5 years that I took off of music altogether. But yeah, like I came back in full swing in like April, end of April. So my cousin Matt here reached out to me to do a couple gigs with Justin Sutton and North of 49. And yeah, so that kind of brought me out of my hiatus, and I've just been booked like solid since then. And so just been really busy with freelancing, but also with my solo stuff.
This weekend, you're at the Okima Awards, and then tonight, the River Cree Holiday Market, and then you have a private event on Sunday. So this weekend is super busy for you. So what can someone kind of expect from your performance?
Yeah, I mean, lately it's been a blend of fiddle tunes, like traditional fiddle tunes, my own original fiddle tunes, which kind of have like a Métis Celtic blend, like a fusion, and also my vocal originals as well. So I've been writing a lot of songs and singing more. So that's kind of what you can expect musically. But yeah, I really just like to use my shows as an opportunity to connect with people and yeah, just take the edge off of the world that we live in a little bit because, you know, life could be too serious. Playing fiddle music just, it tends to liven things up and make people smile.
And so you've been doing this for a very long time, like since 2004. Can you remember like the first time that you picked up the fiddle and like what were the feelings and like did you know you were gonna go this far?
Did you pick up the fiddle or did someone throw it at you?
I think someone like threw it at
They were
me.
like, do this.
Yeah, they were like, here, dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah.
And I danced. But yeah, that's a really good question. I think I do remember it. Like, I remember my first fiddle lesson. It was on a Monday, and it was in school. I went to school in Caslin School. All the kids from Buffalo Lake went to Caslin, and I was about 11 years old, and I had already played a little bit of guitar, and I was already writing songs at this point. No, I didn't know I was going to go that far with it, but I, you know, over time, I just kind of felt that it was just the right thing because I fell in love with it. There was nothing else that I liked as much until later on when the acting bug bit me, but yeah, no, music's always been a huge part of both of our lives.
You won the Arts and Culture Award at the Métis Settlement General Council. So how did it feel getting that award?
Oh, it felt really good. Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise because I had only been back in music for like a handful of months. And so I'm still, you know, at that time, I'm still figuring things out. I'm still figuring things out and, you know, trying to map out where I want to go from here and what the future has in store for me musically. But yeah, it felt really good to be recognized. And yeah, you know, when you do something for a long time, you know, you want to know that you're making a bit of an impact on community and you are making a difference. So, felt good.
And for those who look up to you and take inspiration, what is something that maybe you would tell them?
Oh my gosh, so much. So much. The first thing I think that would come to mind, Brooklyn, is like if you feel like there's something that, you know, scares you, but you want to do it and you feel a pull, that's not an accident. You can't ignore that. That's your opportunity. That's like that's your future calling, right? And you can't ignore that call. You have to pick it up because what happens is, maybe I'm getting a little woo-woo here, but if there is something like a calling floating around in the universe and it happens to find you, if you don't pick it up, somebody else will. It's so worth it it sounds super cliche, but it's so worth it to chase your dreams and do what you want to do because I get to wake up every day and do what I love and make a living. And I think everyone deserves that. So this is kind of an arrangement or a medley of a couple of fiddle tunes that we like to do. So the first one is a well-known fiddle tune called Big John McNeil. And then we're going to go into one of my original fiddle tunes that kind of have that Celtic vibe to it with a little bit of a Métis seasoning. So it's called Requiem. Enjoy.
One, two, three.
Thank you.